So it will become clear from the Hemshech of the Ramban that Mishpatim, meaning the Mishpatim of Parshas Mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to prioritize. He wanted to give a din kedima to presenting, again, Mishpatim in the sense of the Mishpatim that we find here in Parshas Mishpatim. Why is that? Hikashu haya ba'aseres hadibos hadibo harishon biyidiyas Hashem v'hasheni v'isa avodah zarah. Chaza v'tziva as Moshe at the end of Parshas Yisro, kosomer b'nei Yisrael atem yisem kimin ha-shamayim dibarti imachem, she'tazhirem atah od she'yitnu libam l'mas she'ra'u v'yizaru v'mitzvos ha'ilu she'tzivisem. Atem re'isem k'neged dibo anochi v'lo sasun iti k'neged l'yel l'cha v'hashlem to supplement to inyan avodah zarah v'ela mishpatim k'neged lo sachmod ki im lo yeda ha'odam mishpat habayis o hasode usho hamamon yachshav shehu shalol v'yachmedehu v'yikachehu la'atzma. So the reason that this is the sort of the end of the explanation of for the statement of Kiratzah Lahakdim Lahem HaMishpatim, because in the immediate aftermath of the Aseres HaDibros, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking to reinforce and facilitate our compliance with Aseres HaDibros. One can't comply with Lo Sachmod if one doesn't know where the line is between what belongs to one, what one is entitled to take, and what belongs to Re'ehu, and is therefore subject to the love of Lo Sachmod. In this sense, it's somewhat of a similar, you find, I think the Chafetz Chaim writes, Chafetz Chaim wrote two companion volumes, two companion works, Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon. So Chafetz Chaim has the halachos of Lashon Hara Nechilas, and Shmiras HaLashon is a likud, is an anthology of the Ma'amari Chazal about the chomer or averos of Lashon Hara Nechilas. And the Chafetz Chaim explains, he says, the Ma'amar Chazal impress upon the person the need to be nizer, and they impress upon the person the chomer ba'isur. But a person can be thereby motivated to be nizer, but if he doesn't know the dinim, he's not going to be able to translate that inspiration. A person can be inspired to shmir salashon, but he has to know tachlis. What's included in the salashon? What does it mean to be nizer in shmir salashon? Chazon Ish writes the same thing in his little kuntres on Inyanei Emunah Bitachon, how musar, which again inspires sort of helps a person arrive at convictions, but it then needs to be accompanied just by limud halacha to know what does it mean to be a yirei chet. How does one translate that? How does one implement that? So this is basically that type of idea that the Ramban is saying. Here it's not the Musa, it's not the Divya Agoda, but here it's that the love of Lasachmod, a person can be can be willing and wanting to be Nizer, but he has to know Tachlis what the Dinam and Choshen Mishpat to know what is his and what isn't. Lefichach ama tasim lefnehem mishpatim yishorim yanhigu osam beinehem. The Ramban is soon going to quote the Drashas Chazal on lefnehem, but he said that the ikur pshut al shel mikra, he explains what the room is for the Drashas Chazal, but the ikur pshut al shel mikra here is that you should enact amongst them. Ela mishpatim asher tasim lefnehem. The ikur pshut shel mikra is that the lefnehem is not referring, certainly not referring exclusively to dayonim. It's referring to bnei Yisrael. So ela mishpatim asher tasim lefnehem. This is what you should present to them in the sense of this is what you should enact amongst them. Lefichach amar tasim lefnehem mishpatim yisharim yanhigu osam beinehem. V'lo yachmadu masha eino shalahem min hadin. V'chein omu b'midrash rabba, kol ha-Torah kula tluya b'mishpat, v'chein nosan ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu dinin achar aseres ha-dibros. So the question is, when the Ramban says V'chein Amu B'Medrash Rabba, so V'chein Amu B'Medrash Rabba sounds like it's an idea that the Ramban has already expressed, and now he's citing that you find this in Chazal. So where did the Ramban said this? In what we just read, the Ramban said that something to the effect of Kol HaTorah Kula Tzuya B'Mishpat. So maybe what I'm not sure, you have to look in the Medrash and see if this is tenable in context. But maybe what the Ramban means is, again, this idea that we just spoke about, that im lo yed ha'odah mishpat habayis, kol ato tzuya b'mishpat doesn't mean dinei mamonos. It means mishpat in terms of pirtei halacha. Pirtei halacha, right? The mishpatim, basically, in this context, ve'ela mishpatim shatasim lefnehem, mishpatim means these are the halachas, these are the specifics, these are the specific halachas of the general isurim presented in the Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros, it said l'sachmo, so here, for instance, so here are the mishpatim in the sense of pirtei halachas, of that Isser. So in that sense, and why? Because absent these mishpatim, absent the pirtei halachos, so a person can cherish the beauty of Shabbos and be so inspired by Kedusha Shabbos, l'maisa, to observe Shabbos, a person needs to know the pirtei halachos of Hilchos Shabbos. Otherwise, so in that sense, and so clearly what the Ramban said, even though he didn't spoon-feed it, is clearly something which has implications for Kol HaTorah Kula, right? The same way a person can't observe and implement L'sachmod without knowing the pirtei halachos of dinei mamonos, what is mine, and therefore I have a right to be chomed. I'm not being chomed based on what's mine, or what isn't mine. So the same thing is true for every din. A person is dedicated to kashrus. Okay, the nice is, what does that mean? How do I implement that? So that's it. V'chein am b'medrash rabba kol ha'Torah kula tzuya b'mishpat. V'chein nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu dinim. Again, that's what mishpatim means in this context. The dinim. Pirtei halachas achar seres adibos. V'chein yufarish b'eila ha'mishpatim ha'mishpat b'avodah zara. Further dinim of avodah zara u'v'kibet av. Further dinim of kibet av. Now Chazal darshan v'dorshu lifneihem v'lo lifnei goyim. So what room is there for the drashas Chazal when clearly the truth of Shomikra is lifneihem means b'nei Yisrael? It doesn't refer to dayanim. And again, tasim lifneihem means to enact amongst them. So the Ramban says b'nei shehoyu roi loma shetasim lahem. If all the Torah had in mind was the what until now the Ramban presented as the Pshuto Shel Mikra, so then it should have been a Shatosim Lahem, Kamo, the idiom that you find, Kamo Sha'ama, Sham Sam Lo Choku Mishpat, is Sam Lo, is the idiom. For Amma Lifnehem, that the Torah therefore additionally is saying, Shehem Yiyu Hadayanim, Ki Ala Shofet Yavad Haloshan Hazeh. That figure of speech of Lifnei is one which is associated with Dayanim. But understand, Hashem Mishael Lahem Hariv, Lifnei Hashem, Lifnei Akonim HaShoftim, Ad Onda Lifnei Eidah LaMishpat, LaMishpat, Lifnei Kol Yodah Eidos Vadin. V'dorshu Od, so one drosh on Lifneihem is Lifneihem V'lo Lifnei Goyim, the Isra of our cause. It's also to go to outside of Bezdin. It doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, it says Goyim, but what it really means is outside of Bezdin, not to a non-Torah system. The poskim, I think, are unanimous that secular courts in Israel also have a din of our cause, because what they're paskening is not din Torah. V'dorshu od lifneihem v'lo lifnei hedyotos lifnei shekasav b'mishpatim. What's the mashmaos? Where do you have this ever mashmaos? So memeila, that amongst you, b'nei Yisrael, you amongst you should emerge the dayanim. So that's how you lifneihem is memayid v'lo lifnei goyim. What's the basis for the drashas Chazal lifnei v'lo lifnei hedyotos? Mipnei shekasav b'mishpatim v'higisha adonav el ha'elohim. Adu elohim yavadu ha'shneihem. Because of gamkein v'nasan b'flilim, shehem ha'dayanim ha'mumchem ha'smuchem ad Moshe Rabbeinu. Tosis in the beginning of Sanhedrin, and Bezim and Bez also says this, that the drashas v'el ha'mishpatim ha'shatasim lifneihem, the way lifneihem implies mumchim and not hedyotos is because the lifneihem before them. So who are the them? So the pronoun of them is to be understood in light of what we find subsequently of higisha adon of elu elohim or ado elohim yavud vashneihem, with elohim has the connotation of mumchim. The Ramban doesn't. I mean, that Chazal already tell us in the beginning of Sanhedrin, amongst other places, that the mashmaos, the connotation of Elohim, as it refers to a dayan, it means a dayan mumcha. As the Ramban reminds us of the definition, that it means that the dayanim have received the original smicha, which was an unbroken chain, which went back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rambam says that chain of smicha continued until the end of the times of the Chachmei HaGemara, down to the days of Abayi and Rava. That's when that original chain of smicha was broken. But how is it that Elohim has this mashmos? I mean, Elohim as a Dayan seems to be rooted in the fact that El means Koach, and therefore it's used also, obviously Elohim is Lashon Kodesh, but there's also Elohim Lashon Chol for someone who exercises Koach, who's a Baal Svara. Ve'ein Nesatich Elohim L'Faro. Right, you're gonna control Paro. You're gonna be dictating to Paro. Paro's not gonna be dictating to you. Ve'ein esatich Elohim l'Faro. So that's how, as a lashon chol, Elohim means Dayan. But why does it necessarily have the mashmas of a Dayan mumcha? The same question of a nasan b'flilim. So a nasan b'flilim. So Uncle says in that phrase, al neimar dayanaya. That's what Rashi says when Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, "Va'ofanecha lo filalti." I didn't judge that it would ever be possible that I would see you again. "Va'ofanecha lo filalti." The shorish pei lamed lamed means din. ולכך אומר וכאן שהמשפטים האלה ישימו אוסם לפני אלוהים שיזכיר. Again, לפניהם, to be understood in light of the pronoun of לפניהם, before them, in light of the Elohim that's mentioned subsequently. ולא לפני גויים, ולא לפני מי שאינו שופט על פי התורה, והוא הדיוט לזה. She'osa lovel b'fonav k'shem she'osa lovel l'fnei ha'goyim. Ba'afalpi, and the isser of arko'os, or the isser of hedyotos, is afalpi she'odeya she'dineihem of the arko'os shel goyim is k'dineinu, o she'ha'hedyot, in terms of the isser of hedyotos, hazeh yodeya shuras hadin. Even if one knows that in this specific instance, the Arkos paskin the same thing as Din Torah. Or the Hedyot knows, or would be Mechavein to the Din Torah. Osha Hedyot Hezeh Yodeh Shur Sadin V'yodin Lo Kohogen. About who? The Baal Din, who wants to bring his friend to the Din Torah, also the Sumo Dayon, he can't appoint the hedyot a dayan velitza klosh yochav is baldino lodon lefonav vahedyot atzmo osa lodon lahem. So the Ramban says there's two elements to the isser of hedyotos. It's an isser for a baldin to look to the hedyot to act in the capacity of a dayan, and it's an isser on the hedyot himself to act that way. Va'afal pisha his kiru chachamim shtei akitos ha'elu ka'achas. Even though Chazal mentioned the two together in the sense that both Isurim are contained in the Lifneihem, there's a crucial difference between them. Yesh hefresh b'neim. Shem ratzu shnei bali hadin lova lifnei ha-hedyot shav Yisrael mutahu. Ubedekiblun alayhu dino din. Aber lifnei hagoyim asurim hem lava lefonav sheyodin lahem b'dineim la'olam v'afilu hayu dineim k'dineinu ba'oso inyan. There is a din, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, in the third parak, that if the two Bali Dvarim agree between themselves, that ne'aman alai abba v'avicha, or ne'amonim alai shlosha roi boka, that they can accept between themselves that we're going to go be done before someone who's posel adam. So let's say a korov is posel adam. So the two valid drum can say, no, we agree that we're going to be done before the father of one of the two Baal Edinim. Or for that matter, Roei Bokor, shepherds who are Hedyotos. The Hedyot can't act as a... When you have a Bezdin, so Bezdin has the right to send someone a Hazmona Ledin and tell the person that he's Mechuyev to come be done. So that a Hedyot cannot do. A Hedyot can't act in that capacity. One Baldova trying to be force another Baldova to come to Bezdin can't turn to a Hedyot attack in that capacity. But if the two Balei Dvarim agree between themselves that they're going to go to a Hedyot or Hedyotos to resolve their dispute, so they're allowed to do that. But they're not allowed to do that with Arkos. Even if the two sides agree, let's go to Arkos, that remains also. Rashi comments why the about the Chomer of Israel calls. Rashi says on Lifnehem v'lo Lifnei Ovdei Alilim. V'afilu yadata b'din echad shehim donen oso ki dine Yisrael. Al tivi eyu v'akor shalohem. Shehamevi dine Yisrael Lifnei Aramim mechalel lav dafka Aram. Just Arami is often used just as meaning Gentile. It doesn't mean specifically Aramean. Mechalel Hashem u'meyakir Hashem ha'ovid elilim lahachshivam. Shenem makilo chitzureinu tzuram v'oyeveinu pelilim. K'she'oyeveinu pelilim, when our enemies are our judges, zehu edus le'ilu yirasam. So to be done in our ka'os is a chil Hashem, and it lends prestige to avodah zara. Why is that? A person goes to a goyish shakut. So what's it got to do with being a chil Hashem, and what does it got to do with lending prestige to avodah zara? So if you take a look at the Ramban here in Pasuk Vav, on Vihigisho Adon of Elho Elohim, this is talking about the Eved Ivri being Nirtza, is the context of the Pasuk. So the Torah says, Vihigisho Adon of El Elohim, the Bezdin, Tzar Shiyimolech B'mochav Shemichavuhula, right, quoting Rashi. So Elohim here means Bezdin. But Amar Rabbi Avram, so why do we find Elohim Beloshem Chol, meaning Bezdin? So the Ibn Ezra says, Ki nikru hashovtim Elohim bavo shehem mekaimeh mishpatei ha-lokim ba-oretz. U'ledaiti yom ha-kosov, v'higisha adon of El Elohim, ad Elohim yavad v'ashneim lirmos, ki ha-elokim yiyya imohim b'dvar mishpat. It's as if the word is simultaneously Kodesh and Chol. The Nigla Dika layer of meaning is that it's Chol. It's Ad Elohim Yavod Vashneim. The Remez is Ad HaElokim Yavod Vashneim. That HaKodesh Baruch Hu is present in Bezdin. Hu Yatzdik V'hu Yavshia. V'zeu she'omar, and that's the same double entendre, says the Ramban, asher yashir, and again, the nigla dika is Elohim, is Lashon Bezdin, is Chol. V'kach ama Moshe ki ha'mishpat le'lukim hu. V'kach ama Yehoshaphat ki lo l'odem tishpatu ki la'Hashem, v'imochem b'dvar mishpat. There's a very beautiful, beautiful idea here, which the Ramban is just showing recurs in many psukim, fundamentally, we have no right to judge each other. Judging is the exclusive prerogative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On many levels, one person has no right to judge another person. To judge another person implies, but let's say in court, in the United States, so you refer to the judge as your honor. The judge is elevated. It's as if the judge is on a higher level than the people who are being judged. So that doesn't really exist. One person isn't on a higher level than another person. It's not ontologically on a higher level than another person. There's no... It's not really true. One person can't judge another person. A person needs to know every possible mitigating factor. I don't know, do we really... But we're not omniscient. So can mishpat el kimhu? Basically, mishpat is the exclusive prerogative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is bezdin. Yeah, there is bezdin because we're not on a madrega, and this isn't the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world. That every time there's a din Torah, that there's going to be nevuah, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pass. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to provide what the halachas are, and the bezdin will be my representatives, and by following the halachas, the hilchos dayanim, the hilchos eidos, the hilchos tamim v'nitan, so they'll give a proper psak. But basically, bezdin are not acting on their own; they're acting as representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a human being has no right to judge. V'chein ama kosev Elokim nitzav v'ades kel. Bekerev Elokim yishvot. Koma bekerev adas Elokim yishvot ki ha Elokim hu ha-shofet. Kodesh Baruch Hu is being shofet via the instrument through his emissaries of the Dayanim. V'chein ama v'omdu shnei ha-anash ma-shelohem ha-viv lifnei Hashem. V'chiyav amida in Bezdin. The chiyuv amida that Bali dinim have to stand in Bezdin, the chiyuv that edim have when they give their edus to stand in Bezdin, they're standing because of kavod hashchina. V'zeh tam ki lo atzdik rasha al haperish anochon, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the one who's rendering the psak in Bezdin. So in light of this, when you rethink the Rashi Ashatosim Lifnehem, that our Ka'os is Achil Hashem, our Ka'os is Meyaker, the Elilim, so now you understand. Hayos the din is the exclusive prerogative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole system of Bezdin is that the Bezdin are the appointed Dayanim, the appointed representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person goes to the Goyisha court, so then that implies that they're the representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They with their Avodah Zarah beliefs, or they with their atheistic Kfirah beliefs, they're the representative. So that Taka Achil Hashem, Taka Meyaker, Shame Elilim, Lehach Shivon. So Shai is like this. We know the din is, and it's the practice also. What happens Bizman Azeh, that we don't really have, the Bezdin is not in the position to exercise kfiya when they would need to. So what happens if you have one tzad in a dispute refuses to come to Bezdin? Again, a Baldova always has the option, if a Bezdin sends him a Hazman al-Adin, so he can always say he wants a Zabla. He can always respond to the Hazman and say, I'm willing to be done at Din Torah, but I'm not Mechuyev to come to your Bezdin, but it should be Zabla. I'll choose one Dayan, let the other side choose one Dayan, those two Dayan will choose the third Dayan, and it'll be Zabla. But let's say he's not doing that. It's not that he's exercising his right to Zabla. No, he's just a Messiah of Ladin. He refuses to acknowledge, to respond to the Hazman of Ladin. So what happens? So Bezdin sends him a Hazman once, twice, three times. And then if he's a Messiah of Ladin, so then Bezdin gives a heter to the other Baldova to take him to Akos. So Akos can enforce it. Akos can, that they have a Koach HaKfiyah in society. And then it's totally mutter for the Baldava to press his claims in Arkos. Now he's not allowed to collect more in Arkos than he would have collected in a Din Torah. Let's say in a Din Torah he would have collected $5,000, and on Arkos he can collect $10,000, so he's only allowed to take $5,000. But the Maisa, to get his $5,000, to get his $100, He is given a heter to go to Akos. The shaila is, I don't know, for $50, he's given a heter to go be Mechal Hashem and go be Miyake Hashem Uvde Avodah Zarah. My high. How can that be? So the pshat, it's clear the pshat is like this. To have a system where a person can, with perverse and brazen perversity and brazenness, act shalokadin, and that our hands will be tied and not have recourse to deal with that, is a bigger chilul Hashem. It's a bigger chilul Hashem than going to that cause. That someone should brazenly be able to not pay his employee, and then the employee wants to take him to Bezdin. It's for $100, but he worked hard. He wants $100. He needs $100. To say that kol zman that we're in galus, kol zman that we don't have a Torah-dik government, where we have a Bezdin which has a koach hakfiya, That kind of injustice can't be dealt with, can't be reined in, so that's a bigger chilul Hashem. And that's why in such a situation that there is a heter our cause. Maybe let's skip here to Pasuk Gimel. V'yatze ishto imo. Talking about the Eved Ivri. So when the Eved Ivri completes his term of service, so he leaves the employ of the Adon, as does his wife. Kosev Rashi v'chi mi hechnisa shateitze. He was the Eved, not her. Ela magit shakona Eved Ivri chayv mimzonos ishto banuk. ומיתוש חכם והכניסו אמא הבונם in the diuk here ויצא אשתו אמא, so that's a moko for chayv mzonos ishto. Where did Chazal get chayv mzonos ishto ubonav, that the odon of the eved ivri is chayv not only mzonos eshes her eved but b'nei her eved as well? והכניסו אמא הבונם מכוסף שעמה אחר כן ויצא מאמא חו ובונב אמא. From the pasuk in Parshas Bahar, That you have a similar description of the yatsa, and there it applies to the bonnet. The lone is barali, but din hazeh, says the Ramban, Im Masse Yedei Ha'isha Vahabonim La'odon Kol Ha'yamim Asher Yozun Osam. Let's say the wife of the Eved Ivri is a seamstress, and she makes money, she earns money in that capacity. So to whom do those wages belong? Do the Masa Yadayim belong to the Adam because he's supporting her, or do they belong to the Isha? V'hanirei be'enai shehu nichnas b'mkom habal. The Yisod Hadin here, that the Adon is Chayav Bimzonos Isha Ubonov, is that the Torah relates to the Adon as a standing in the shoes of the Baal. Why? Ki chomla ha-Torah al ha-Isha v'ha-Bonim shechayayim tfulim lehem mineged mitzapim lidei ha-Baal. So a wife and children are supported by their husband, by their father. But now he doesn't take home a paycheck anymore. He's an Eved Ivri. So it belongs to the Adon. V'lachein tzivu asa Adon asher hu lokeach masa yadav of the Eved lios lahem b'mkomo. So he assumes the responsibility of the Eved for the Eved's family, for his wife and children. So the obligation of the Adon will not exceed that of the Baal. Now the Baal, what does happen? A Baal supports his wife, so then he's entitled to her earnings. Since he has the responsibility to provide for her, so then he's entitled to her earnings. V'yikach masa yedayim, kasha yasa habal v'yozim v'yafanes. V'zeh loshon v'yotza o ishto imo, ki hoyesa eshos ha'evin imbayla k'shivcha l'adona. Now she was also, in a certain sense, like a shivcha, in that, sh'harei masa yedei shneihem shalo v'hu chayiv b'mzonoseihem. The only difference between the Eved Ivri and his wife, ein beinem elisha reshus gyara isha lalachas l'nafsha. V'chein abonim, ein o chayiv lahem b'mzonosam ele b'katnon, b'zman sheha'av metzuva, o noeg lozonosam. V'chein pirish rashi b'maseches kiddushin, b'chol zechemle me'es Hashem aleihem v'alo Eved shelo yomuz b'tzayra b'yos amolu b'beis nochri. U'bona v'ishto yu nazovim. Let's read just a few more lines and then try to process this. V'avu pi shelohoyo hu mechuya v'mzonosa midin ha-Torah, k'moshin is bo'er b'talmud v'ksubis, aval kevin shederach kol ha'oretz l'farnes odom ishto ubonav haktanim, tziva ha-keel b'racham av lios ha-kone ka'od rachman lahem, v'kavonos ha-chomim b'vonav ha-bonim v'abonos. So Ramban points out something here which is mamish. How flavor a fella? It's a machlokes tanoim, and the majority opinion, as the Ramban later comments by She'era Ksusa V'onosa, is that the chiyuv of a ba'al lozen asishto is only midrabanan. The Ramban takes issue with Rashi, who translates She'er as mezonos, and says that's a das yachid in Chazal. The Das Rabbim in Chazal is that the Chiyuv Mizonos is only Midrabanan. Hagam, that the Chiyuv Mizonos of Abal, the Ishto, is only Midrabanan, the Torah imposes that Chiyuv, that Mizonos, Eishas, Ha'eved Ivri, on the Adon. Because even though there's no chiyuv min haTorah, there's an expectation that he'll be doing it. The Eved Ivri, before he became an Eved Ivri, he had no chiyuv daraisa. He had no chiyuv daraisa to be zonas ishto. Aval kevin shederach kol ha'oretz the farnis adam ishto banav haktamin, So there's an expectation that he'll be doing it, such a strong expectation, that the Torah then transfers, imposes that chiyuv on the adon of the Eved Ivri to assume responsibility for what the Eved Ivri can no longer do for his family. It's an extraordinary thing. Something can not, the Torah can not legislate something, and yet clearly the Torah expects that we should do it. So I don't know what the klal is for when the Torah gives an explicit tzivui, when the Torah leaves it as an expectation, but the implication is clear. The absence of a tzivui doesn't mean that it's not a value, that it's not important, that it's not expected, that it's not quasi-obligatory. Because akidei kach, that the Torah says, the Odom is mechuyav b'mzonos eishos ha'eved ivri. Why? Because the Odom has to step into the foot, the shoes of the Baal, who's not chayav b'mzonos eishos. But where there's an expectation that he will. And that also explains, the Ramban understands that min haTorah, the Masa Yadayim of the Eishes Eved Ivri, belong to the Adon. That din also, that a Baal is entitled to the Masa Yadayim of his wife, as long as he's supporting, it was also only a din d'Rabbanan. But there too, no, there's an expectation. And you see, a din d'oraisa is built on this expectation. Not stam, you know, it's a good thing to, no, the chiyuvim by Eved Ivri reflect these expectations, which just speak to how high and how strong those expectations are. You have the Ritva in Kiddushin has the same idea. The Gemara is explaining here on Dav Dalit, we have two psukim in the Torah. One tells us that if a father accepts Kesef Kiddushin for his daughter, Bito Ktano or Bito Naira, the Kesef go to him. Another is that the Masa Yadayim of his daughter go to him. But we need psukim for each. We can't derive one from the other. V'itzdrach l'michtav kidushaho lo aviha, v'itzdrach l'michtav Masa Yadeho lo aviha. The ikaz of Rachmana kidushaho lo aviha, hava aminam shum delo tarcha behu. She didn't work hard. She didn't exert herself. Aval Masa Yadeh dekha tarcha behu. She exerted herself. Ema di dahavu. Now listen to this next line of Elsa. V'iyash me'inan Masa Yadeh, if the Torah would have told us that the father is entitled to the Masa Yadayim of his young daughter. She goes and she babysits. So he's entitled to that money, but not a teenager, when she's already that age, and that doesn't belong to him. Avo Masa Yadeha, v'iyashmin Masa Yadeha dekamitzina minei. Oh, then we would have said, why is he entitled to Masa Yadayim? Because he supports her. So the Ritva says, what do you mean we would have said that he's entitled to Masa Yadayim because he supports her? That he gets her Masa Yadayim is a din d'oraisa, but me'ikra din is not mechuyav to support her. So the Ritva says the same thing. Yeah, there's no pasuk that says mechuyav to support her, but the expectation is that that's what parents do. The expectation is that their parents support their children. Not that they tell their children, no, I'm only mechuyav to support you until you're 6 years old, and go start a new internet company, and support yourself. The same thing that we would have interpreted that he's entitled, that the Torah awards him her Masa Yadayim because he's supporting her. even though there's no chiyuv, because there is such an expectation. The absence of chiyuv, of formal chiyuv, doesn't mean that there isn't such an expectation. Okay, we'll stop here.